I know that your focus is getting better every single day, not on what we did, you know, what you guys did 2 days ago. What is today? What is getting better today look like?
Yeah, well, hopefully this team, the last couple times we played them, I think that they've done a great job of getting out of transition. Part of how they do it is you turn the ball over, they make you pay. And I think that, you know, we need to do a better job offensively of being stronger with the ball. They got a couple guys, especially like their main defenders in terms of Alexander Walker and Daniels and those guys, like their hands are just really active, the shift activity. So if we can do a good job offensively, it'll help us. And then also just makes or misses, they are flying, getting the ball out quick. So you got to have a great next play mentality. And then the last piece is finish him possessions. I feel like that middle portion of the possession defensively, we've done a really good job. But then we have to be able to finish it. You know, keeping a Kongu off the glass. They just picked up Landell, who's a good offensive rebounder, Johnson, and so on and so forth.
Josh Green, it's impossible to ignore just like his athleticism, and just it just seems like he's got a little bit more than last year. What have you seen?
Yeah, love the pop that he's given us. I actually think that he's one of the biggest reasons for the spurt or the stint that we went on in that second quarter versus Houston. His energy and activity, the play where he beats Durant for a loose ball, gets a dunk, it just stands out. And I think our guys feel it. He's, you know, sprinting back in transition, getting back taps that then allows us to start our break. So all the energy and effort plays that he's making are really adding up, I think, for our, not only positive results, but also just like the energy of the team, like it becomes contagious.
In a couple of days now, Kobe being around the team, just wondering what you've seen from him, how he's added to the culture so far, and what's he been able to kind of do in terms of his preparation, shooting down with anything on the court.
Yeah, I mean, you sit down and you spend a minute with him, you can already feel like a sense of maturity, a sense of eagerness to want to play and build relationships, a competitiveness to him already. He's super engaged in everything we do. A great human being. He's so polite. I've gotten texts from people that are just, hey, picked him up from the airport or ran into him in the hallway and he was really polite. So I think that he's already trying to put his fingerprint or put his stamp on our environment and on our culture. And I think from a injury standpoint, he sat down with our performance team. They will carve out a perfect plan to get him back to play, but he'll be complicit and he's excited to get to work.
How much of a bridge can Josh Longstaff be with Kobe just because he spent some time with him at Chicago?
Yeah, it definitely helps. You know, even that first day he got to Houston when he saw Josh, his face lit up. So, you know, Josh having a previous relationship with him will definitely be helpful.
Charles, other than a return to health, what's clicked? What's turned this around?
You know, I think that it's our daily habits, to be honest with you, Bob. You know, these guys, ever since we've gotten here, the routines, the processes that we have in place, I think it's just like helping the group. And that consistency of what they've done day after day is what's putting them in a better place now. I also think that every person is just realizing that they can impact the game. They can impact winning in more ways than just scoring. So you're also just seeing our defense now catch up to our offense, which is really good to see.
Charles,